Hello and welcome to the Euro 2020-21 first podcast. I'm your host, Ian Newson-Plasted. Welcome to the first podcast with regards to everything that's happening in the European Championships that's taking place at this current time. It's happening all across Europe with many, many different venues, which is a bit difficult with regards to coronavirus. But it seems like the Championships is going on with not too many problems at the moment, which is really, really good. You may have seen before that we have done Facebook updates and pictures for 2018 and 2019, but this year we thought we'd put in a different dynamic. Obviously, we've still got our Facebook videos every morning with the previews and the pictures in the evening with our little mascot, Rufus. He's always about, and he loves his football as well. He likes a bit of a drink as well, as you might have seen with some of the pictures on the Sunday after the England-Croatia game. So, this game is mainly about the England-Croatia game that took place on Sunday. The next podcast will be probably related with regards to the England-Scotland game that's on Friday. We'll hopefully get that out a lot quicker, a few technical issues with regards to this one. So this one is with my probable, most likely going forward, co-host, Harry Small. I think it's gone down very well and I think he's very happy to continue. So it will be me and Harry from now on with regards to probably interviews and things. But anyone else who wants to get involved, give us a call or a message and you can get involved. That would be great. So, as I said, this is about the England-Croatia game. And this is the conversation we had just before kick-off with regards to everything that had happened over the weekend with the setup for the England-Croatia game and about Group C. Euro 2020-21. Hello, Ian here on my first podcast for the Euros, and I've got a guest with me. I've got Harry Small. Hello.
Hiya.
Reading supporter, England supporter, hopefully as well.
Definitely.
Yes. Football supporter.
Yeah, big.
I'm very excited about the Euros. It's certainly been a long wait until the Euros, hasn't it? With the COVID crisis, but we're a few games in, but are you excited by the tournament so far?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a good couple of opening games. Interesting to see Belgium last night, especially. Good to see the big teams starting early. Yeah, I'm just excited to see what happens.
One of the subjects that we were thinking of discussing was the top scorer, and we could have a good long debate about that. But then Lukaku goes and scores twice yesterday.
Yes,
kind of makes him a bit of a favourite, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think anyone who doesn't have Lukaku at the moment might lose. But I don't know. I think it depends on the team that goes the furthest. Really, I think France, obviously, with Mbappe and Benzema, I think they're both good shouts. But with them having to play Germans and Portugal as well, you know, two close games there, they might struggle. And of course, Harry Kane, can't ignore Harry Kane.
Can't ignore Harry, can we?
No, on the penalties as well, I'm sure.
It would be certainly interesting today for the Croatia game. We're going to do some recording beforehand. We might do some at half time. We might do some afterwards. We'll try and get this out, like maybe in the next couple of days, like kind of making an England experience kind of game. But yeah, certainly Lukaku has certainly started off very well. You talk about that definitely group of death. That game on Tuesday night, France versus Germany. What an absolute cracker for a first round game.
For a first round game, I don't think you're going to get much better, to be honest. And of course, I don't know if you saw today, Cancelo has now been ruled out with COVID.
Oh no!
Yeah, he's been dropped from the squad, and Dalot, the old Man United.
Oh, okay.
Defender, he's in the squad now, so that's a big miss for them, I think.
This is like, you know, it probably before even.
Yeah, before it's even happened. Yeah, yeah. I was doing the testing.
you were the tester. But yeah, Croatia, the game today, I mean, that's a cracking game already. It's going to be at Wembley. We don't know what to expect this afternoon, do we?
No, I'm not quite sure what their team is like since we played them at the World Cup. I'm not sure. And of course, I think England-Croatia's got quite a lot of history in tournaments as well, so it'd be interesting, because I'm not sure what the Croatian team's like at the moment.
I think Modric was complaining that because it's at Wembley, it kind of gives England a bit of a home advantage. But as the insane kind of way that this tournament's been set up, that a lot of people have got home games.
Yeah.
It's very odd
at
the setup, really. I think you saw with, I mean, you got Russia playing at home, you got Denmark playing at home, and then you've got, I mean, what? So out of the four games so far, we've had three home games for host countries, and we've had Wales versus Switzerland in Azerbaijan, which is which is very random. Not to go too controversial, but yeah, very disappointed when 35,000 could turn up to that game, and about 10,000 were there, and
yeah,
it's very disappointing, and you really do wonder what the reasons were to actually host it there. Were the genuine reasons? So.
Yeah, definitely. But I think they've got the next game in Baku is Turkey.
Yeah, and there's a bit of a link there, so hopefully there'll be more there.
Yeah, they said they were expecting a big crowd at the Turkey game.
I think there's 22,000 this afternoon for the Croatia game.
Oh, at Wembley, yeah.
Yeah, but the big game, we're talking about France-Germany, but the other game in the group is Hungary-Portugal, and Budapest and Hungary have got still regulations, but that's going to be a full ground for Hungary. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to be a cracking game as well. So.
Yeah, I think that game might be even more important than the other group game, to be honest, if Hungary get a result there.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, this is the day after what happened with Christian Eriksen, which, of course, we have to touch on, which... I'd hate, it's an awful thing to say, but you were probably quite lucky that you didn't see it live. But yes, personally for me, pretty horrific, and I really honestly thought that he had passed away on the pitch, but the paramedics did such an amazing job to get a recovery, and then the game to restart again. But we all wish Christian Eriksen very well, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, after the England game, this is the other group that I've been raving about, and probably me, the group of death, but also the group of... I'll say it on here, it's a podcast, the group of crap. Group C, the group of crap, which you've got a Netherlands team, which is managed by Frank de Boer, who's considered the worst Premier League manager of all time. Is
Frank de Boer.
Frank de Boer.
Frank de Boer manager.
Frank de Boer, sorry. What was it? He was criticising Jose or something, didn't he, on a TV show. And then Jose said, why am I listening to somebody who lost four games and didn't even score a goal under his management? Yeah, there's all lots of weird in and outs with that thing with the Crystal Palace. Then we've also got Ukraine, Austria, and my favourites in the group, I'm supporting them, North Macedonia, which got through on the very strange Nations League D route,
yeah,
which is the lowest ranked. I mean, they should struggle, but you never know with Austria, Ukraine, and a poor Netherlands.
Yeah, I mean, one sneaky win in there, and suddenly North Macedonia in the second rounds. That would be, I mean, it'd be great.
I think one thing that we will need to talk about in a future podcast is about the third place. There's the best four third place teams go through, dictating on their records, but who they then play in the next round is organised by a strange spreadsheet, which is very complicated. The only thing I'd say about it is that 5 years ago, Turkey won a game and they had like minus one goal difference, and for them the rest of the week they were either in the tournament still or then out of the tournament. And there was Portugal-Hungary, which bizarrely is the game on Tuesday, which was 3-3. So throughout the game, when Hungary always took the lead, Turkey were through. So for three times in the game, Turkey thought they were through and then they were out. It was like a give and take all the way. Yeah. And to be in that situation is very insane, really.
Yeah,
so,
well, hopefully we get something like that this year and it could be a bit more exciting on the day.
Exactly, third place malarkey. But then we get into the second round. But yeah, everything to go future with. I think we'll leave it there, Harry, for a bit, and we'll pick it up when we know a bit more when the England game.
Perfect.
So, that was a preview before the game, and later that evening, after the England game and the two games from Group C, we had a sit-down and had a chat about what had happened that afternoon. So, after the game, Harry, we won 1-0.
We did.
It was a bit of a sketchy game, wasn't it?
Wasn't the best game in the world, I can't lie, but... It was okay, 3 points, can't ask much more.
Sterling scored his first tournament goal.
Yeah, good for him, to be fair. Good for him, having grown up around there. Yeah, really nice for him.
And kind of puts us in our own destiny now, with the Scotland game being a local derby, that there isn't a mega pressure to win the game now on Friday, is there?
No, I think that the 3 points takes pressure off. Obviously, Scotland, very difficult game, especially for England. But yeah, it definitely takes pressure off, and hopefully now we can just go and win the next couple of games. No, not so much pressure.
The group that I coined, the crack group, actually surprised with a lot of goals and a lot of entertainment, didn't it?
Yeah, obviously North Macedonia went 1-1 with Austria. Quite a shock, but one of the best goals they've ever scored, but I'm sure.
Spectacularly awful.
But it's a shame they lost how they did. But and yeah, the Netherlands are 3-2 and quite 2-0
up, and then
2-0 up and
left it late.
Yeah, left it late, and was quite a good game. Surprising, really.
It kind of like with the England game, it kind of like a bit boring, but it was great because we're England supporters. They won, and then like. It kind of raised in the evening, and it was quite a surprise. That so I'm quite pleased with that. And with Scotland tomorrow, you never know what's going to happen. So
we'll keep an eye on what the Scots do. Exactly. And,
anyway, thanks for your opinions, Harry, and we'll get this out soon.
Brilliant.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much for Harry for joining me on First Podcast, and probably will be joining us on most of the podcasts going forward as well. As I said, the next podcast will be about the Scotland game, which is happening on Friday. Interesting match, because England will know kind of more what they need to be doing with regards to going forward to the second round, with regards to the Croatia and Czech Republic play with the game before at 5 o'clock, because England Scotland is at 8 o'clock. So exciting game on Friday. We'll hopefully get the podcast out on Saturday or Sunday with regards to that. But as I said before on the videos, thanks very much for listening. It's really appreciated. And as I said earlier, if you're interested in getting involved, let me know, and we'll get you on, either on a Facebook video or a picture. Anyone wants a picture. You can have your picture taken with Rufus, maybe for a small fee. I don't know, that's a joke. So going forward, thanks for listening, and if you want to get involved, let me know. Thank you.